the greatest radio ever recorded.
I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band, New Moody Blues on WRKF.
Airchecks.com.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. I'm John Cadillac Seville, and this guy
where classic
really
radio lives.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies.
At the tone, the time will be...
Bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock.
Welcome to the wonderful world of
morons, psychopaths, and mental defects.
This afternoon's comedy brought to you by Bud Light. Everything else is just a light. Also, Bud Light is the sponsor tonight for the first official public grand opening of Stitches, the new Stitches on Beacon Street. And here is one of the main dudes, Big Cheese, Top Dog, Bicoastal, Star, opening for Dolly Parton, Failed HBO specials, Arsenio Hall show, the movie on HBO, I even forget the name of it, but where he was the cab driver, former TV 38 talk show host, and God knows what else, Lenny Clark.
Hey, Mark, good to be back.
He ran for mayor of Cambridge, too,
yeah,
once.
Yeah,
and radio star here on BCN.
I would have won if I wasn't drinking.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
Well, I picked up the elderly people and I stole the MBTA bus. That was the...
You were the one that stole the bus and then picked up? That was anything you can to get ratings.
I took them to the polls and took them down the Cape.
Polls,
you know.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Hi, Oedipus. There he is. Ratings are up. Everyone's happy. Look at him. He's got clothes on. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. I don't know what I'm going to do with all these Who tickets.
But yeah. You got Who tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You're
going
to see the Who?
Yeah. No, I'm just going to give them to individual people in the street that I feel are down and out. I saw some homeless people. I thought it'd be great down in front in the first row.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Homeless down in front of the Who show. That's on.
Quiet. I'm trying to sleep here.
Sounds great down there. So now, what's going on? Dolly Parton. How are you opening for Dolly Parton?
Can you believe it?
Exciting.
Oh, she's so sweet, wonderful woman, big breast. I mean, everything about her is just wonderful, you know?
Yeah, big breasts.
Well, her breasts outweigh her whole body, you know? And
is
yet
that
she
true?
Stands up. She must have a strong back. And a beautiful girl. I don't know how they do it. People say they're fake. I go, hey, I don't care. And, you'd have things done to yourself? Yes. Are you kidding me? I don't care.
Is she sweet?
She's wonderful.
Yeah, she seems
wonderful.
Very nice.
Oh, she's very, very nice. You know, I mean, I've done so many things. I was with Dice Clay at the Universal Amphitheater one night, and the next night I was with Dolly Parton, you know? Zelig. You can go anywhere.
Yeah,
you know?
You get that West Coast thing happen. I was out there. I called you up on the phone. You were too busy to see me, Lenny. And I thought it was perfect.
Wasn't that? It was the wife yapping. You're not going anywhere. You're not going to have fun. You stay home. I forgot. I'm married.
That's exactly what was happening.
Yeah, it was happening. You can hear it in the back. What? You having fun? But I got to thank you for so many things. You know, when I did that Henny Youngman thing.
Yeah, over in Cambridge. That was a nice
gig. That was great. You know, he made it through without dying.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, Henny and Lenny, wake up, Henny. Wait. All right, okay. And the Cloud 9 limousine, you said.
Yeah.
I picked up, it was the biggest limousine I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Gavin said to me, geez, Lenny, it's the first time I've been in a car where I had to actually look for the person I wanted to talk to. my brothers, they found my brother in the back seat like 2 days later. The guy Wally, it was terrific. Yeah. We got some guys, Ernie and a couple of guys are going down to the Who to see it tonight in that limousine. But thank you very much. It was great.
Now, new Stitches. You were there the other night. What do you think?
Unbelievable. You know, it's just like Rodney's room at the Tropicana in Vegas.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a classy room. I'm amazed because, I've worked Bonds. I've worked Stitches before. They, put the mufflers in to kill the music and that big black pole in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like standing behind Robert Parrish in the shower. I couldn't get over it. I mean, this room is very, very classy. And I guess they got barbecue food, too. That's going to be better,
the hoodoo. Yeah, it's
Who do like you do for you do.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's going to be terrific.
You're there at two shows today, 8:30, 10:30.
Two tonight, two tomorrow night.
And it's a BCN thing, and it's Bud Light.
If you're
going to drink Bud Light.
A bucket of Bud.
Yeah, it's a BCN thing.
Hi, Chachi, how are you?
All here. God, everybody's looking at Lenny Clark here on the radio.
Oh, it's like a human aquarium. Look at them.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Yeah,
there's the big fish.
Yeah. Spirits are high here.
Oh, look, we have a blowfish.
Just keep your mind out of the gutter.
You know me, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
You're the safe sex, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Safe sex, you get away with it.
Yeah.
The thing is, they have new Trojans now. I was looking at them in the store the other day.
Uh-oh.
They come with a dime, so if you can't come, you can call.
Oh.
The thing is, but it's safe sex.
That's very safe.
I saw Dukakis get grabbed for something.
Yeah, no, Dukakis. Oh,
look, he's holding his hat.
Ouch, it says in the cover of the Herald today. Yeah, he's Mr. Popularity.
Yeah,
the Massachusetts miracle last year he was rapping about.
It is a miracle.
Now it's ouch. Yeah. Thank God he's not president. Thank Lenny. We're sitting here. We're Americans. Thank God he's not president.
Who is president? Oh, Bush.
Dukakis. Thank God he's not president.
Oh, yeah, but you know, I was walking through the airport a couple weeks ago, and I saw that Bush had like a 79% favorable rating. I'm like, hey, that's great. And then I realized, I wonder how many people know they're talking about the president. Because, you know, the thing is, you know, you got Bush. And I thought Gary Hart could have won if he didn't panic. Well, I did. If you vote for me, you can do it too. You know? No, we haven't had fun like that since Kennedy. There was a president, huh? Jack Kennedy was the type of guy who could shake your hand, have sex with your wife, and you both give him the vote. You know? He's elected, he's in office too.
Shake your hand, have sex with your wife, and you'd both give him the vote.
Exactly. Well, look at he got elected. 2 days in office, I said, Jack, who are you going to make attorney general? He went, my brother Bobby. You can't do that. Hey, shut up. I'll have sex with your wife. And the thing is, you know, it worked. Those crazy Kennedys.
Who knows what went on behind those doors, huh, Lenny? Are you here for both nights, Friday, Saturday?
Friday, Saturday. Then I do a show for Mikey. We open up a club, Giggles, in the North Shore.
I heard about that.
Yeah it's going to be a rocking little
terrific.
Club.
Terrific. You'll be there
and
Sunday?
Then I go up to Montreal. For Last Festival.
Yeah, we're covering that on BCN.
We'll are you really?
Yeah. Are you in the competition of this?
I'm representing America.
Great.
Because, you know, I'm a white American male. According to the Globe, in 10 years, I'm going to be a minority in this country. Yeah. I was upset, but I figured, what the hell? Finally, I'll be able to get money from the government. You know, I don't mind. You know, I'll go up and scream at the French people because they no one likes America anymore.
It's Bastille Day now.
Well, everyone, they hate us, especially now that we get Gretzky. The thing is, you know, Canada, I mean, Canada should be our buddies. You know, they're not in a tough country. What was the last war Canada was in? Come on. The day our Salvation Army could kick their ass. Yeah, but, you know, I like them, you know.
Salvation Army could kick the Canadian Army's ass.
Oh, look, they got Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Imagine seeing some gangs in Boston, you know, robbing a liquor store, guys combining police, you know, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Look at them, they're on horses. Let's beat them up and take their clothes.
Probably.
Canada. Oh, Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, they just make believe they like us, so we let them go to Old Orchard Beach, Maine every summer. You know, them in the Winnebago, got phony money. Hey, Yellow Moose, Blue Squirrel. God save the queen. Killer.
Lenny, you never change.
I don't, and I'm not going to eat. I'm going to get sicker the more powerful I get. You know, it's all right, though. I'm leading a band of people. I'm going to buy that Jonestown. You can pick that up for a song now. You know?
Now that you're famous, it's really nice knowing you.
Made me famous. You don't want to cost all this. Now everywhere I go, people go, Lenny, what about the money you want me? And I go, hey, it's coming.
hey, it's coming. Well, we're going to wrap this up, Lenny. And tell
I know, there's a lot of money
tonight,
to do this.
Yeah, tonight, that's right. Tonight, you're there at Sitges for the 8:30 and the 10:30 show. That's open to the public. And tomorrow, we've been giving away tickets. It's going to be huge. It's going to be big. And
it's good to see BCN back at the top again. Because all those other radio stations suck. I don't mean that. Not for nothing, you know. But, I mean, I'm not saying that they're all inconsiderate bastards and don't give out tickets to BCN. But BCN, we've been one before. We're going to be one again. We don't need news.
That's right.
We don't need anything.
That's right. Stay tuned.
Airchecks.com.